Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Sunday, the 27th of July. The general synopsis at 1800, low 200 miles west of Shannon, 1016, moving steadily southeast and losing its identity. Low East Iceland, 995, moving steadily away northeast. High Humber, 1016, dissipating. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, southwest, veering west 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. North at Cirra, south at Cirra, westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south at Cirra, showers, good. Forties, westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in southwest. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Cromarty, fourth, west or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in fourth, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in Cromarty. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in northeast Fisher. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames, variable 2 to 4, becoming west or northwest 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 at times in Dover and East White. Showers, good. Biscay, northwesterly, becoming variable in west 2 to 4. Showers, good. Trafalgar, cyclonic 3 to 5 in far southeast, otherwise northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6. Fair, good. South Fitzroy, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. North Fitzroy, Sole, variable 2 to 4 at first in east, otherwise cyclonic 4 to 6. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, west or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, southwesterly, becoming cyclonic, then northwesterly, later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in Rockall and Malin, becoming variable 3 later in far north Bailey. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, west or southwest 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later in Faroes. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in west. Showers, good, occasionally poor. And the weather reports from coastal stations 42300. Tyree Automatic, west-southwest 5, 4 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Stornoway, southwest by south 3, heavy rain, 1100 metres, 1009, falling slowly. Lerwick, southwest 3, 12 miles, 1010, steady. Wick Automatic, southwest by west 2, slight rain, 15 miles, 1010, falling slowly. Aberdeen, west 3, 5 miles, 1012, now falling. Lucas, southwest 3, 16 miles, 1014, now falling. Boomer, west by south 4, 22 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Bridlington, west 1, 1016, now falling. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west-southwest 4, 11 miles, 1016. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northwest 3, 1017, rising slowly. Jersey, northwest 4, 15 miles, 1019, now falling. Channel, light vessel automatic, northwest 4, 11 miles, 1019. Scilly, automatic, northwest 3, 7 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Milford Haven, west by north 2, 9 miles, 1020, now falling. Aberporth, southwest by west 3, 16 miles, 1019, now falling. Valley, southwest by west 3, 7 miles, 1019, now falling. Liverpool Crosby, west by north 4, 13 miles, 1018, now falling. Valencia, south by east 2, 9 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, west northwest 2, 14 miles, 1018, now falling. Malinhead, west southwest 6, moderate drizzle, 6 miles, 1016, steady. Macrahanish automatic, southwest by west 4, recent rain, 7 miles, 1016, now falling. And the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation: a weak ridge of high pressure in the southwest will give a generally light to moderate westerly or northwesterly flow across the British Isles. A few showers will continue overnight and through Sunday, with some more persistent rain and strong winds for a time in the northwest. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, southwesterly, veering westerly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first near Cape Wrath, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in south. Occasional rain at first in north, otherwise showers, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in north. Showers, thundery for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, west or northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first. Showers, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Showers, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5 for a time, then becoming northwesterly later. Showers, perhaps thundery at first, good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5 for a time. Showers, mainly in east, perhaps thundery at first in east, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, north or northwest 3 to 5, backing west or southwest 2 to 4 for a time. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, northwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, becoming variable, mainly west, 2 to 4 for a time. Showers in west, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Showers in west, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable, then west or southwest 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, west or northwest 3 to 5. Fair, then occasional rain or showers, moderate or good. Isle of Man, west or northwest 3 or 4, increasing 4 or 5 for a time. Rain for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, veering northwesterly for a time later in north, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time later in south. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time later in south. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, west or southwest 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5, then veering northwest later. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, westerly or southwesterly 5 or 6, decreasing 3 to 5, then veering northwesterly later in south. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Shetland Isles, south or southwest, veering west 3 to 5, occasional rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that's it from us. Radio 4 returns at 5:30 a.m. with a fresh day of programmes. Until then, this is Richard Evans handing you over to the BBC World Service and wishing you a very peaceful night. North Star, good night.
Welcome to the Inquiry from the BBC World Service.
People have always been fascinated in looking up at the night sky and trying to understand our place in the cosmos.
A groundbreaking 10-year night sky survey run from Chile will accelerate that.
We like to say that Rubin Observatory is the greatest astronomical discovery machine ever built.
Scientists can't wait to dive into the data.
This is going to go deeper than any other survey that's been done before. You know, I like to think of it as Wizard of Oz going from black and white to color is what we'll be seeing.
This week we're asking, what will Chile's latest telescope tell us about the universe?
We actually know less about dark energy than dark matter, so it's quite mysterious still.
I'm Charmaine Cozier. Join me on The Inquiry after the news.
BBC World News, I'm Tom Dewsbury, hello. The Israeli military says it'll open humanitarian corridors to allow UN convoys to deliver food and medicine to Gaza. The announcement comes amid increasing international anger with Israel over the mass starvation of Palestinians in the territory. Airdrops of aid to northern Gaza, including flour, sugar and canned food, have also resumed, despite concerns they're insufficient and dangerous. Joe Inwood reports.
There seems to be no shortage of aid for Gaza, but rather an inability to distribute it safely. Hundreds of lorries worth of supplies are said to be waiting either side of the border. Now, Israel blames international agencies for not moving it, but the UN and many foreign governments say that the blame lies with the Israeli government. The response to this impasse seems to be airdrops, but according to some of the world's biggest and most well-respected aid agencies, they are an expensive, inefficient and dangerous way of getting aid into Gaza.
The pro-Palestinian group Freedom Flotilla says Israeli troops have boarded a boat that was trying to bring aid to Gaza by sea. It said the vessel was intercepted in international waters. Video footage showed activists on board with their hands up as soldiers took control before the video feed cut out. Sudan's paramilitary rapid support forces have announced the formation of a parallel government after more than 2 years of fighting against the Sudanese army. It comes 2 months after the army did the same. James Reid reports.
The civil war that's devastated Sudan began as a rivalry between two generals who previously shared power. Both have now set up governments in areas they control. The RSF commander, Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, will lead a 15-man presidential council that includes several regional warlords. A civilian has been named as prime minister. The move could drive Sudan further towards partition. The RSF is entrenched in the south and west, particularly in Darfur. the army, led by General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, controls much of the rest of the country.